When was the last time you marveled at something or stood back in awe of someone? A snow-capped mountain, the precision work of a doctor in a complicated surgery, or the graceful movements of a deer leaping through the woods. All of these can stir up emotions and admiration and give us glimpses into the creative and infinitely knowledgeable mind of God. But in our text today, Jesus is going to tell us about something that should stop us in our tracks so that we might say, I can't take my eyes off of him. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 5, verse 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing, and greater works than these will he show him so that you may marvel. God's going to show the Son and command the Son to do some mind-boggling things, even more mind-boggling than what has already been done in the Gospel of John, in order to provoke the hearts and minds of those who see it. In other words, God desires for you and me to see and hear about all that the Son has accomplished and then say, who is this man? What kind of man is this? I have to listen to him. God wants us to see the all-surpassing worth of Jesus Christ and honor the Son. So get this. If nothing else, get this. Does God love you? Yes. Does Jesus love you? Absolutely. But you are not preeminent or primary. God sent Jesus to say what he said and do what he did so that you would see what God sees in his Son. Glory, holiness, strength, authority, and that we would be utterly amazed at him. As you pray today, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our missionaries in the Ukraine. And also remember the Kurangi Life Word broadcast heard throughout Tanzania.